At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Welcome in to Players Only with Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Danan Hughes.
Nice slant route. This is a business decision. You know you're going to take a lump.
And former linebacker Sean Barber.
There's a thing called street justice. You take care of yours. Yeah. You take care of your family, take care of your chicken, take care of your money.
On your official broadcast partner, the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
What's good, Kansas City? We are back in the mix, Players Only, as we are each and every week during the football season, 6 to 7, each and every Thursday. We are without my partner in crime, the normal partner in crime, Sean Barber, a.k.a. Barbershop, Sean Barber 59, if you're following him on Twitter. He is gone, had a work function, and we went to the bullpen. Just like we did actually a few weeks ago when we had Desmond Moses in, but I decided to go to the smarter, better side of the football because, you know, I can only handle but so many defensive players. And I got former tight end from the University of Texas, the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Steelers throughout his career, famously known for slamming a ball in the face of Buddy Ryan with the Houston Oilers. We got Keith Cash in the building. Keith, what's going on, brother?
What's happening? You got an upgrade today.
Yeah, man.
Over that barber kid.
Yeah, that barbershop guy. Just the defensive side, you know. I mean, you know, just like I know. Like, there's more cerebral guys on the offensive side, you know.
Higher intelligence.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, barbershop knows it. He never wants to admit it, but he knows it.
He knows.
But I'm glad you're here, bro. We're going to tackle this one-hour show. We got the phone lines and the text line open, 913-586-7610, 913-586-7610. We got a lot to tackle. You've listened to the show. You've actually been on the show in the past. The first quarter, unfortunately, it's the time to look backwards. And although Andy Reid, we heard his press conference, Patrick Mahomes, a lot of the players' press conferences since Sunday, they're not looking backwards. Justin Reid, not looking backwards. They're on to the Denver Broncos. For this show and the purposes of this show, we don't get on to the Denver Broncos until the fourth quarter of the show, Bo. So we got to talk about this Bengals loss.
Yeah, man. Tough one.
Tough loss. Give me your assertion of how things unfolded in Cincinnati.
Well, I think you could look at a couple plays. Well, you can't just look at a couple plays. You know, everyone wants to talk about the Travis Kelce fumble, mm-hmm. which was a huge play.
Yeah.
But there are so many other things that happened during that game that probably could have changed the course of the game. But that was a huge play. I think that officiating, I get weekly, I see some plays that just should not be called.
Yeah,
you know, kind of ticky tack stuff. What comes to mind is that interception that was wiped off the boards when a little tug by the defensive back. While I'm watching their receivers manhandle the defensive backs, I mean, Chase is a big kid. He don't get that wide open.
Yeah.
Without throwing his body around and throwing them hands around. So just kind of a frustrating loss. Loss that probably should have won.
Yep.
But that's how it is with this team. There's always a couple plays that we make or they make, and it's turned the other way the last few games.
Yeah, I've tried to look back and think back to teams like while we played, we both played together back in the early 90s, mid 90s, that just didn't matter how good we were, didn't matter how bad they were, they just happened to have our number. And the one team that comes to mind is the Colts, and in some respect, they pretty much still have our number based on the fact that I believe they've beaten us 18 of the last 20 times that we've played them, I think. Don't quote me on that. It's something pretty significant.
Yeah.
Just like the Bengals. The Bengals have beaten us 8 of the last 10 times. We haven't won in Cincinnati since 1984.
That is crazy.
And you would think with all the dismal seasons of each of those organizations that haven't had anywhere close to the success of us, with Peyton Manning, they had a lot of success. But ever since then, the fact, and definitely with the Bengals, they hadn't had much success since Boomer Esiason was the quarterback. And yet they figured out a way to beat us, and they have our number. But I want to go back to the Cincinnati game because I think things kind of kicked off from the start. And I don't know if you saw this and what you recognize, but I'm in the booth and the broadcast, so I'm paying attention to everything that's happening on the field, even when the cameras are not on the field. So one thing I noticed, one, the Bengals come out, their three captains are all three defensive guys.
Okay.
Two, they win the coin toss, they take the ball. Doesn't happen like that in the NFL.
Right.
There was a message that they were trying to send from the beginning that we're coming here to hit you in the mouth and not allow you guys to have any kind of fire. We're going to move the ball down the field and score a touchdown, which they actually did to open up the game. The fact that we got the ball and we counterpunch a lot because we have the best quarterback in the league, we have that ability to counterpunch other teams when they move the ball on our defense. And Patrick Mahomes moves the ball all the way down inside the red zone. We have to settle for a field goal.
Yep.
That, to me, was a win for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Sure.
What they wanted to accomplish in that coin toss with the defensive guys out there, et cetera, was our offense is better than yours, and we're putting out defensive guys in your face right now from the coin toss, and we're going to establish the momentum and the tempo of the game from the beginning.
That's very astute.
It's a lot.
I looked at it like, yeah, it was kind of crazy that they got the flip and ended up playing defense. That doesn't happen just because you're trying to get more possessions, basically, is what it comes down to. And wanting to come out of the second half and get the ball. Did we score coming out of the second half? Or did they score?
So we got the ball coming out of the second half, and I want to say that we did score. I feel like that's when Pacheco's touchdown came into play. I know we had the big play to Marquez Valdez-Scantling while we were going that way in the third quarter, from right to left on the TV screen. But I thought that's a roll of the dice because, as you mentioned, the reason why people defer is because if they're able to get at least one turnover in the first half, then they guarantee themselves, more times than not, at least an opportunity to have two consecutive possessions, one at the end of the second half and then the one to start the third quarter, that can totally zap the momentum of any team. Because if you can put points on the board right before halftime and demoralize the other team and then come out and put points on the board for the third quarter, like, you are putting yourself in prime position to win the game. And the fact that they didn't go that conventional route was, to me, more of a message that they were trying to send than anything else. If you look back in this identical way that the Bengals have beaten the Chiefs in the three games, they're all by 3 points.
Right.
They're all in situations where the Bengals had the ball last and drove the field to kick a field goal to win. They all were in situations where there was at least one demoralizing play that was on the field that catapulted the other team. When we played them in the AFC Championship, the play right before halftime, when we throw the ball to Tyreek Hill and they make the stop inside the 5-yard line, that was a huge boost for their team to not give up any points, even though they were down by multiple scores at that point. You go to this last game, forcing the field goal to start the game, and then when we had the lead, the ball, and we're moving the ball down the field to strip the ball from Travis Kelce, another big play that turned the tide immediately. So they've had that knack. They did it again back in January when we played them up in Cincinnati. And I feel like we've had opportunities to snatch that momentum back and snatch a win in those situations, and we just didn't come. We just didn't come up with that one play. From a defensive perspective, I'd like to hear from you as well. From a defensive perspective, I feel like we're not as opportunistic as we need to be. We are amongst the bottom in the NFL in the giveaway takeaway ratio, which is totally against what you and I were coached, that your wins and losses and your opportunities in January come by way of giveaway and takeaway. Winning that ratio, Marty Schottenheimer preached it, and we could wake up in a cold sweat and our sleep talking about it because it was always something that he had on tap.
It was always pressure too.
Yeah.
You know, they had back when we played, you have Neil Smith, Derek Thomas coming off the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how often we sniffed the quarterback this past weekend.
Well,
usually when there's no pressure, with a good quarterback,
yeah,
you're not going to get the interceptions, but I just didn't see – we didn't stress them out very much.
Yeah, that's a great part right there. We didn't stress them out enough. And I think if you look at the landscape of the last three games playing them, like, we are one of the only teams that hadn't sacked him.
Right.
He came into the league. Russell Wilson, which we'll talk about this week, has been sacked 38 times. Joe Burrow, coming up to that game, had been sacked 33 times.
Right.
The previous game that we played in the AFC Championship, he had been sacked the most in NFL history in the postseason, and I believe he was sacked 50-something times. And the week before we played them, when he played the Tennessee Titans, he got sacked 9 times.
Right.
And
right,
we didn't sack him once in that game either. So, yeah, not to point fingers to the defensive front line, but there are opportunities that other teams have taken against that team, what they had 4 losses going into it,
sure,
that we have not been able to do.
Yeah, and part of that is, I mean, I think it works hand in hand. You have the coverage on the back end, mm-hmm, that's going to create some sacks if we can get closer coverage. And then we have, the pass rush that's going to create,
yeah,
some interceptions as well. So they work hand in hand. I'm not sure where the breakdown is. It looked like the receivers had their way with our defensive backs, to be quite honestly. We have a young crew back there, and there were some things that maybe they were a little more physical when they shouldn't have been and not as physical when they needed to be.
Yeah, I thought specifically the physicality part, I'd like to see – I thought the way they employed ripping the ball from Travis Kelce is something that's taught. It's
sure,
something that's coached. It's something that a player has to decide to want to do. And oftentimes, and this is not a criticism, but I think this is a growth opportunity. When you're talking about the young guys in the back end, here's a growing opportunity for our guys. It does not matter if you're the second, third, or fourth guy to hit the ball carrier. Like, we were taught, you played special teams before me and with me, and I played special teams, made that the crux of my career. Like, if T. Rich or Greg Minuski or Reggie Tongue or you were holding up a guy – and you had him stopped, even if he was maybe moving forward for a 1 or 2 yards extra after contact, I'm going for the ball.
Right.
There's no need for me to go for another hit on him. There's no need for me to try to lower the boom and knock him out. Like, the ball is what we need. So
right,
if you got him strapped up, I'm going to try to punch the ball out. And many times in my career, those were opportunities whether I was the recipient of a fumble recovery or I was one of the guys that was stripping the ball.
Right.
And that's something, that's one of those teachable moments that these rookies and the young guys need to understand, is that throwing that shoulder in on Jamar Chase going down and him crawling for another 2 yards, that doesn't do anything.
Right.
Like, he's going to probably get the 2 yards. Samaje Perine, he's going to get the two yards after contact. But what is he taking back to the huddle with him? Like, he's like, what is he taking back? Like, oh, I got those extra yards, but I better protect the ball a little bit better. Or that ball almost came out. And now you're getting into the psyche of the other guy.
Right. And I think what they did, they had two or three guys holding him up.
Yeah.
He was trying to go down.
Yep. And he couldn't.
And he couldn't. So I don't know when the whistle blows for, you know, the play is dead, but they were holding him up
mm-hmm.
to get that ball
Which
out.
Is a technique, though.
Which is a technique, yeah. Absolutely.
It's a technique that they used his aggressiveness against him. But there was a plan, like, I'm going to hold him up. He might get 3 or 4 yards extra. He's already got the first down. So what's the 3 or 4 yards extra after the first down if I can possibly get the ball out? And
that's
they
right.
got it.
Yep.
All right, that's it for us looking backwards. We are not going to spend any more time talking about the Bengals until we have to play them in January. But when we come back, I had to introduce Keith to our Spitfire Hot Fire takes, and we'll see what he got on tap.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Bono looking to pass the football, throws in the middle, pass is cut, touchdown Kansas City, touchdown Chiefs, Danan Hughes took the bullet over the middle from Steve Bono. First and 10 for the Chiefs at the 14 of the Steelers, halfback pass, Marcus Allen right side, touchdown Kansas City, Danan Hughes from Marcus Allen.
Expert analysis, news and views. From Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Danan Hughes.
This so-called number one defense in the NFL that hadn't played anybody during the last part of the season, and we showed who was the best team on this field and deserved to host another AFC championship for 4 straight years.
But you can call him D-Nice.
Just call me D-Nice. My name is D-Nice.
I see you bobbing your head over there to that intro. I appreciate it. Appreciate the love by B-Dub from the morning show putting that together. We are back. It's the second quarter of Players Only. As I mentioned, Barbershop is down. Went to the bullpen, tapped the right arm, and the reliever came in, and Keith Cash, and he's here with us. And as I mentioned in the last segment, we put that Bengals team behind us. We are looking forward, but there is the second quarter of the show. We still got the phone lines. And the text line open, 913-586-7610. I see you, Dan. We'll get to you in quarter three like we do each week. But this is the hot fire, spit fire take. And you got something on tap? What you want to throw out there?
Brittany Griner.
Mm.
How about that?
Yes.
How about her getting her release? Here's what I don't understand. So I heard about her release, and I also heard about this arms dealer that they traded her for. And they've been talking about this for how long? She been over there?
Several months.
Over a year,
over
right?
Over a year, right. I believe so.
So back a year ago, I heard them talking about trading this arms dealer
mm-hmm.
for Brittany Grimes, and it took a year to mm-hmm. get this done.
Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy that today was the right day. Today was the day. And I know they've probably been negotiating for forever, trying to get her home. But just happy to see that finally happen.
Yeah.
Kind of used as a political chess
tool,
piece,
yep.
if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So happy to have her back home with her family.
I would add on to that. I think that's great. Julio, what do you think about that? I feel like that's a great take. It's fire.
It's fire.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We'll give you a fire. Did we give Barbershop a wah wah wah? Yeah, we probably did. His Spitfire takes. All right. But I would say this, just to add on to that, two things can be true at the same time. And I watched Twitter this morning. I woke up to it, saw the news, saw people, you know, the backlash to our government, the backlash to our leaders, the backlash to the supporters of Britney. Just because you support her coming back doesn't mean that you are anti whoever's still over there.
Right.
And those things can be true at the same time. So you don't have to, there's no exclusivity in regards to celebrating a woman coming back from being prisoner overseas just because there's other people over there as well. And you can have your mindset. I saw the early comments about we chose a basketball player over a war hero. And then as obviously just like it happens in social media, as the day unfolded and you saw more news, you realized that was a dumb take, right. that was not the case, that their government was not going to give up the other prisoner who was a Marine, a vet. And this was the deal that they agreed to. So I can just be happy with that. And if next month they agree to another deal and that other person comes over, and we send somebody back and there's still some other prisoners of war or whatever that are still over there, I'm going to be happy for that person, whether they served in the military, whether they were unjustly, detained over there or what have you. Absolutely. Like two things can be good at the same time. You don't have to have a one-sided argument and then bias against anybody else. We can feel for both people. I will say this on my Spitfire take. We love listeners. We love the fans. We have the best fans in the NFL. The Chiefs kingdom is real. It's powerful. But I'm going to say, Keith, my Spitfire take is the commentary and the position that some fans take when it comes to feeling like they own players or feeling like players are their property. And I'm going back to a tweet earlier this week with Juan Thornhill. He just happens to be the most recent person to tweet to fans like, give us a break. We should still be respected. We are going out there. We're working hard, playing hard. And this whole mindset that fans can say what they want, act how they want, react how they want, say anything about you, get personal, whatever it is, and under the guise of, like I saw on Twitter, and I'm quoting, he said, "We pay your salary." Now, whenever anybody's ever said that to me, I said, "How's that work for you when you got pulled over with a police officer and he was giving you a ticket?" So if it didn't work for that, why would you make, like, I don't go into the T-Mobile store and say, "I pay your salary,"
right,
when I got an issue. I don't go into, you know, any kind of public or any place that I've purchased something or I'm endorsing something or, you know, I got my car insurance. I don't call you and say, "I pay your salary because you give me insurance." There's services that are given and that you're receiving. There's entertainment that you're getting. And whether you want to boo, whether you want to feel bad, whether you want to feel against, the Todd Haley days, the 2-14s and the 4-12 days of the Chiefs, and you want to express your displeasure, that's fine. But to go to the next length of thinking that, like, that adds, like, your salary does not, your money does not pay the entire NFL's salary. You can have probably 100 people that are on your side, and they still don't pay it.
I've always said that, even back in the day when I've heard that a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah.
I always used to say, "You paid Dana's salary, you didn't pay mine, and I will whoop your tail." That's kind of how I roll.
Yeah, it's demoralizing and it's ignorant. So my hot fire take is, fans, enjoy the game. Enjoy. We are spoiled right now here in Kansas City because we have the greatest quarterback, one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game, and the best quarterback in the league right now. We've hosted four straight AFC championships. We are on pace based on our record and the schedule that we have ahead of us to possibly be in a position to host another AFC championship. We've won the division going on 7 straight times. Like, enjoy all that. You can be frustrated, but the extra efforts that go to digging into guys, their families watch, their families are on social media, their kids are on social media. Recognize the bigger picture when you're throwing jabs at individual players, not the team, but individual players in that kind of disrespectful way.
And step back and think about how hard it is to do what they do.
Yeah.
How hard is it? I mean, even catching a punt, Danny, you used to catch punts.
Yeah.
But we've had a lot of fumbles this year, and I hear people at work talking about, you know,
Sky Moore,
blah, 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 blah. Get out there and try to catch a punt and see, and try to, you know, look at the wind and calculate that. And
with some heat seeking missiles coming down to try to decapitate you.
All the while, somebody's coming down trying to kill you.
Yep. So there we go, Julio. I appreciate that, man. But like I said, we got the phone lines, the text lines open, 913-586-7610. We've got several text messages coming in, so I want to go to the halftime of this show quick, so we can have a lot more time to tackle these text messages. We got a couple coming in about Keith as well, so we're gonna get to those after halftime.
Anyways, with that, time's yours.
Time. This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
And we're back. Halftime's over. Players Only is back. Keith Cash is in the building, and I am Danan Hughes. You can follow me on Twitter at DAHughesGuy83. On Instagram, Danan Hughes. Keith, you on social media?
I am not.
You're not on social media, so you cannot follow Keith unless you follow him from the bank.
That's the only way you're going to follow
me. You're going to follow him. All right, we got the Jay Southland Tow Service text line and phone lines open, 913-586-7610. Dan, what you got for us?
Hey, Dayton. Hi, Sean. How you doing? I just got back from the Salvation Army bell ringing. I will tell you. Yeah, the Chiefs, you know, if Kelce hadn't fumbled, they would have won the game. And I agree with you, Dayton. That was two bad calls on Thornhill and definitely on Stallworth. I mean, good God, Dayton. He was going down. He can't help his when his weight goes down. So what's the referee supposed to do? That didn't make no sense. I know when you played, did you get that one of those calls?
Appreciate you, Dan. No, I didn't.
Take it easy, brother. Take care.
All right, man. Go Chiefs against the Broncos. We appreciate the energy, Keith. I didn't want to prep you for that call because that's like the 5-hour energy meets the fuel of the mid show. Just when you might be trying to nod off a little bit, you get that jolt of Dan energy each and every week.
I got it. I'm a little nervous. I'm shaky over here. I'm not gonna lie.
We appreciate that energy, Dan. Yeah, that's never happened to me. They didn't care about us and our bodies and concussions back then. But I will say, yeah, that was a ticky-tack call when you're talking about a 300-plus pounder that is fighting a 300-plus pounder and finally gets to the quarterback and gets there right at the same time as the quarterback releases the ball. There was a unnecessary roughness call. I believe it might have been the same one against us, where Joe Burrow didn't even get to follow through his throw. His throw was cut short. Yeah. He overthrew the receiver down the sideline, in part because he got rid of the ball and his arm came across the face mask of the defensive lineman that hit him in the chest. How do you get unnecessary roughness or a late hit on a quarterback when he's hitting him when he hasn't even fully finish throwing the ball?
These guys are anticipating what these defenders are going to do. Mm-hmm. It's a hard job. I get a referee's a hard
game
job.
Game is fast.
It is a fast game, and I'm kind of – swallow your whistle.
Yeah.
Just swallow the whistle.
Unless you're guaranteed.
Unless you are full body weight on a quarterback. Outside of that, it's part
Let
of the
play.
Game.
Yeah.
It's part of the game. Let them play. Yep. They're deciding huge portions of this game just with some of the calls that they're making.
And people want to say, well, that play in the second quarter didn't impact the game. Well,
It could have.
When we were playing, Keith, you remember Marty used to come into the meetings and show us reports of field positioning and the flipping the field. And if you gave up a 6-play drive and they punted from the 30 – versus from the 40,
right,
and where that could equate to if you just did the averages within a game of what you were moving the ball offensively and the other team would moving the ball offensively and where they punted from and where you caught the punt from and averaging what your normal return in a punt would be and theirs as well, not factoring in turnovers, but where you would be at a pivotal point in the game in regards to kicking a field goal or going in for a score, versus having a drive extended because of an ill-advised flag or, you know, a referee guessing, et cetera, like that. So, yeah, there's a method to the madness that you have to be aware of, and there are games, contrary to what many people might think, there are games that are lost in the third quarter.
Absolutely.
Momentum has shifted. Things have changed. Circumstances have changed. You're sitting on the sideline longer. Maybe you get a little bit more desperate because you – could have gotten the ball when there was 7 minutes left in the game, and now you're getting the ball when there's 2 minutes left in the game because there was a drive that was extended by a bad call. It could work against you. It could work for you. But like you're saying, Keith, it impacts the game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think at the end of the day, I'm gonna address this Travis Kelce fumble. That did not lose us the game.
Yeah.
It was a huge play.
Yep.
But it did not lose the game. There are so many other things that happened during that game that affected the game, kind of like you're saying, Danon. And there's a lot of things you could look at. So,
yep. Cool. All right, let's go to the text line. We got from the 816, ask Keith if he remembers playing football with us kids at Brookwood Apartments in Blue Springs back in the day. Let him know my friends and I still talk about that and how much it meant to us that he took his time to do that. You used to live in Blue Springs.
I did. Yep. I did. I don't know the name of the complex, but there's a lot of little kids around where I used to live. So it's kind of awesome that the kids are older now.
Yep.
And
that means you old.
That means I'm older. That means I'm older for sure. But pretty fantastic that they remember some of that stuff, and I was able to make a difference in someone's life.
Yeah, man, that's what it's all about. We always talk about it with the Chiefs ambassadors that we're a part of. We've been a part for many years. We do a lot of cool things around the city, a lot of fundraising, giving away money to kids and charitable organizations. That it was kind of ingrained in us and drilled in us with Lamar Hunt and Carl Peterson back then to get ingratiated and to get set in our community and give back to the Chiefs kingdom whenever possible. And it's always cool to hear those kind of stories because you never know the impact of that picture you took, that autograph you signed, that 10 minutes you played football with somebody, threw a football to a kid in the parking lot, had a drink with somebody and talked Chiefs for 10 minutes.
I bet I mossed him.
You did? You probably high-pointed, you got a mossed?
Definitely so mossed whoever the 816 is.
Because
I didn't take it easy on anybody.
You was the original Moss? Moss in Blue Springs?
Exactly.
All right, we got the 785 from the 785. The defense front is, no, it's not. They're saying basically the defensive front is bad. We are above in most every category, sacks, hits on quarterbacks, pressures, etc., where we were last year, where we were the Super Bowl year. There are teams that would give away a body part to have our front as opposed to what they're dealing with on their defense. So, yeah, that's not the case. The 816 in regards to Brittany Griner, 293 days she was over there. So not quite a year, but definitely still abhorrent. And for the person that talked about the Marine and whether this was wrong or right, Keith and I were talking about it during the break. I equate some of this to what we experience with free agency and signing other players. And stick with me on this because I'm not saying it's equal in regards to how abhorrent or whatever, the level of disdain or what have you. But there are two sides. And it doesn't matter whether we feel that this organization is the greatest organization and why wouldn't anybody want to play with Patrick Mahomes? And if you're a free agent and you're offered the same amount of money or more, that you would automatically come here, and if a player doesn't come here, that means that we did not offer them more money than somebody else. It could just be that that player wanted to be elsewhere. And that's happened. I actually, for me, and I'm not on no grand scale, I was offered more money by the Rams when I became a free agent after 4 years in the NFL to go over to St. Louis and play for the Rams and dig for meal, and I opted to stay in Kansas City for multiple reasons. And one of those, the salary wasn't necessarily the changing factor that many people believe. So I say that with regards to the Brittany Griner deal. Like, there are two sides. And Russia had a stance on what they were willing to do and what they were not willing to do. And it seems like as the news is unfolding that that is the case. They were not willing to do anything on one side, and they were totally open to doing something with Brittany. And we can be happy for her, still be sad for him and anybody else that's stuck over there or any other country, and hope the best for them. And when they're able to come home, we'll be happy for them and still sad for the other people that might be left behind. All right, from the 816, Keith, you got the minute, few trolls, the rest of us, the team players, no matter what, give them airtime, fuels their fire. Well, we got to give, you know, every once in a while we give some airtime, and that's cool. How about the 816? Can we talk about Pac-Man Jones saying Mahomes can't read defenses?
Pac-Man Jones can't read defenses. Patrick Mahomes. It's written, like his story is written. He's tearing up this league, reading defenses, doing everything that he needs to do. I hadn't even heard that from that story. But,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, there's a lot of guys out there, and maybe we've been guilty on this show, but there's a lot of former players that get on TV and they want to have hot takes. And they want to, I saw Bart Scott talked about the Chiefs not making the playoffs this year earlier this year when we got rid of Tyreek Hill, and that this was going to be the dreaded R year for the Chiefs and rebuilding. there's guys that just say ignorant stuff out there just so they can have a hot take. Patrick Mahomes has shown. He's broken down film. He's broken down plays. He's gotten that photogenic recall of plays and why he did what and what teams were doing. There are times where he's looking for a home run, so he holds on to the ball a little longer. But that's not indicative of not being able to read the defense. Tell me what play, like from this Bengals game, this last game, that said he got confused. He missed the defense. He didn't read the defense. And half the people that are saying that, like you said, and Pac-Man Jones, who played defense, probably doesn't even know what reading defense is in regards to the quarterback. They're always just trying to disguise themselves. But oftentimes, you've heard me say, like, I can know what you're doing based on what your buddy is doing. And he doesn't even realize what he's doing. Like, he can have 1 foot forward versus 1 foot back. He can have his body square to the line of scrimmage. He can have his eyes on me at wide receiver instead of on the quarterback. There's so many different tells, like a poker game. There's so many different tells that go on a defense. How close the linebacker is to the line of scrimmage when he blitzes versus when he bluffs. You know, when guys
pressure
are
on hands.
Yeah.
As a offensive lineman looking at the pressure on the defensive hands.
Yep. And seeing, you know, how where they're shifting at. When a guy lines up over you as a tight end versus when he's kind of inside you. Right. Like, different things, like within inches, within feet or yards, can tell you everything you need to know about that play and what that defense is doing. And oftentimes players don't even realize that they give away their own, you know, they give away their own defenses, and it's pretty easy for quarterbacks to pick up a lot of that stuff. So, yeah, Patrick Mahomes knows how to read defenses. He doesn't win a Super Bowl MVP, an MVP, and do what he's done in his brief career without knowing how to read defenses.
100%. 100%.
What else you see on there? We got chance for one more. From the 816, I enjoy your show. Thanks for clarifying all that. Patrick was awesome on the Kelsey podcast. Hope you get on there too. I don't think that I rise to the level of being on their show. I think they're only picking potential MVP candidates, current players. But I will say that was one of the most entertaining podcasts that I had ever seen with Patrick Mahomes and the Kelsey brothers on there. We appreciate the support on our show as well. Keep tuning in, keep calling in, keep texting in each and every week. We'd love to address something, get you guys to take away a little something about the game and maybe even more on a bigger scale. With that, it's the end of the third quarter. Got to come back and we got to talk about the Donkeys.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Just like music.
And we're back, the fourth quarter of the show. Players Only. Got Keith Cash in the building. Appreciate him coming in, taking time away from family time. He's got a zigzag after this, pick up his kids. Awesome family, Tina and the kids, and athletes, scholars, following after her.
I was about to say, it ain't for me, hey, that's for sure.
Bro, I know my lane. I got a son that's in med school, and he played basketball. Like, I'll take credit for the jump shot, but I know the medical school stuff got to be my wife's side. It got to be her side.
The jump shot is in her on her side, too.
I knew you were going to say that as soon as it came out of my mouth.
Maybe,
but you know,
dribble,
I'm lights
maybe
out.
Dribbling.
You know, East Coast. He'll
dribble the clock out.
The East Coast, you know, we got handles back at Jersey. Forget about it. All right. Fourth quarter of the show. Let's tackle a couple more. What'd you saw a text message on here.
Yeah, something about Eric Fisher and I don't even remember.
Oh, about the Miami Dolphins signing Eric Fisher. And how come we didn't, and it only costs a certain amount of money? I would just say this. Before you tweet something, I know Twitter is, I'm kind of contradicting myself because we all know Twitter is just about people throwing stuff against the wall. But are you 100% sure that that's the case? Like, are you 100% sure that the Chiefs offered X and he took Y elsewhere, or any player?
And there's 30 other teams that didn't that he wasn't good enough to play for.
For 13 weeks.
For 13 weeks. Someone got hurt, and he was the next man up. That's mm-hmm. kind of how this league works. It's not about a player plays bad, and he's better than – it's not like that. Sometimes it's fit. They have these guys that have been playing in this system for 2 years, and Fisher doesn't fit.
And also, how do we go through here in Chiefs Kingdom? How do we go through February, March, April in Brett Veach we trust, in Andy we trust, and now we're in November and we're still top team in the AFC West, second team in the AFC, and we're questioning their acquisitions or potential acquisitions in free agents that haven't played this season. Like
same guys probably was cussing them when he was here.
Yeah. Like it just baffles me sometimes where we get out in front of our skis like that, where like I believe in Brett Veach we trust, and I believe he's earned that. Like we are talking, I just gave you the accolades just the last segment about what we've accomplished on this team and in this organization during this stretch of time. Like I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. And if he feels like Eric Fisher or anybody else out there would not fit well, then he won't fit well. And if those guys chose another avenue and not to choose to block for Patrick Mahomes and this Chiefs organization, then they may be idiots as well. Like, that's kind of how I feel. But with that being said, we got the Broncos. We got the Donkeys coming up this week.
Keith,
what you got about that?
Let's ride. That's all I got. They got a bad quarterback who's playing bad football. Defense is strong. They're as good as they've ever been, as far as I can tell. But offensively, they are just in disarray. And it really comes down to, you know, the offensive line isn't playing great. And more importantly, their quarterback is just – he's been very bad this year.
Yeah.
He's a shell of what we thought he was going to be.
What everybody thought he was.
Yeah. And that's kind of – and you see it with – defensive players coming off the field screaming at him. He's lost that locker room, and it's just it's kind of nice that we're playing them this week. I know that we still got to go out and play.
Yeah,
but this is one of those get right games.
Yeah, especially after a loss last week. And I was trying to think, Keith, and I don't know if you. I mean, you were with Pittsburgh for 1 year. You were here for several years. Did we have a teammate that we felt like, oh gosh, he's on the field, or we got to go get in his face? Like, I don't think we had that. I never experienced that. I know Barbershop, he was with multiple teams, with the Eagles and the Washington football team and here in Kansas City and the Houston Texans. But I think we've talked about that in the past. Do you recall anybody, like, we looked at each other, like, in the meeting room or in the locker room or on the sideline, like, dang. Like,
No.
Maybe Lynn Elliott when he missed those kicks, but that's during the game. That's not like leading up for multiple games.
Right.
It was brewing.
I don't know if he ever played, but I know that Tree was one of those players that you kind of look at him.
Oh, Trizell?
He's a first round pick.
Yeah.
And you kind of shake your head like, matter of fact, we called him the stealth bomber because the stealth bomber didn't work for a while. Spent all that money on the stealth bomber and doesn't even work. That was kind of like the big Tree.
Yeah, Trizell Jenkins, University of Michigan. First-round offensive lineman. I don't think he saw much of the field. But, it's a unique situation, especially when you guarantee somebody $250 million and you got a defensive lineman getting in his face, and the only thing he's known for this year is saying, let's ride.
That's right.
And commercials and all the other antics that he's doing. So this is a team that's down.
They are stuck with that dude for years.
Yep. And I feel bad for Nate Hackett. Like I said, we've known him since he was a middle schooler when his dad, Paul Hackett, was our offensive coordinator here in Kansas City. Great kid, great young man, has grown into a really, really fine offensive mind. But when you're saddled with that kind of baggage and you're not getting production on the offensive side, like it doesn't matter what play you draw up. It doesn't matter what schemes you put together. There can be blame that can be on both sides. And it's unfortunate for him in his first stint as a head coach. But, Keith, this is a game. This is a unique game when you look at the numbers, because I found it tough to find multiple times. I want to maybe say go back to when we played the Buccaneers, the year we played them again in the Super Bowl, where you had a top offense versus a top defense. And that's what you're having now. The Chiefs' top offense were number one in yards per game, number one in yards per play, number one in points per game, number one in passing yards per game, and stark contrast to the Broncos offense, but their defense, third, second, third, first in red zone touchdown percentage on defense, giving up the least. So that's the dynamic of this game. They've lost five games when the opponents have scored 17 points or less. So
they're about to lose another one.
And hopefully we can score more than 17 points to get it done. But a win is a win. We're looking to go to Mile High City and get that done. Get to double digits again under Patrick Mahomes' reign and secure another AFC West title, at least be on the road to doing so. Well, that's it. Keith, I appreciate you coming in, brother.
Thanks for
having me, man. Barbershop, we missed you kinda. And we'll talk to everybody next week on Players Only after a Broncos win. Peace.
Let's rock.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.